From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An escape by Sudan's president. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir flew home Monday from South Africa, defying a Pretoria court order to remain in the country until it decided whether he should be arrested on war crimes and genocide charges. Mr. Bashir had been in Johannesburg for an African Union summit, but the International Criminal Court sought to compel his arrest while he was there. Here is ICC Deputy Prosecutor James Stewart.
Well, I think I can speak on behalf of the prosecutor to say that we're disappointed. South Africa is a state party which has always been a strong supporter of the International Criminal Court. And in our view, it was very clear what their obligation was. Their obligation was to arrest President al-Bashir.
James Stewart. U.S. and Libyan officials confirmed today that two U.S. fighter planes targeted former North African al-Qaeda chief Mokhtar Belmokhtar on Saturday. The U.S. has not confirmed that he was killed. Here's White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
Mokhtar Belmokhtar has a long history of leading terrorist activities as a member of AQIM. He is an al-Qaeda-associated terrorist and the operational leader of an organization called Al-Murbitun in northwest Africa.
Libya's internationally recognized government said Belmokhtar was among the dead in the attack. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush has officially entered the 2016 U.S. presidential contest.
Our country's on a very bad course, and the question is, what are we going to do about it? The question for me is, what am I going to do about it? And I've decided I'm a candidate for president of the United States of America.
Bush is the 11th Republican in the race. This is VOA News. White House spokesman Josh Earnest commented today on reports that the United States is planning to permanently station heavy American weaponry and troops in Eastern Europe and the Baltic states. Earnest said the U.S. has an obligation to protect the territorial integrity of NATO allies. He said the plan is still in the early stages. Also Monday, Russia's foreign ministry warned against implementing the plan. A British newspaper claims Chinese and Russian spy agencies have decoded secret documents about Western intelligence operations leaked by Edward Snowden. The former CIA analyst stole details of the United States and its allies' intelligence programs in 2013 before fleeing to Hong Kong and then Moscow. Henry Ridgewell reports.
The Sunday Times quoted British government sources warning that the leaked files, which included detailed information on Western intelligence operations, had been decoded by Chinese and Russian intelligence agencies, forcing Britain to move its undercover agents. Efforts to contain the fallout from the leaks have been going on for at least a year, says The Economist's Edward Lucas, author of The Snowden Operation, Inside the West's Greatest Intelligence Disaster. The British government did not respond directly to the Sunday Times story, but repeated its assertion that Edward Snowden had caused immense damage. Henry Ridgewell, London.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for a truce among warring parties in Yemen during the Muslim month of Ramadan. Edward Uranian reports.
Saudi-led coalition warplanes launched airstrikes around the Yemeni capital Sana'a as preparations for peace talks between warring Yemeni parties get underway in Geneva. The Secretary General called for a month-long Ramadan ceasefire or truce, allowing warring parties what he called political space.
I have emphasized the importance of having another humanitarian pause, at least 2 weeks.
Mr. Ban urged the warring factions to implement what he called local ceasefires in different parts of the country, leading later to a national ceasefire. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Syrian monitors say Kurdish fighters have seized nearly all of a major Syrian border town from the Islamic State, cutting off a key militant supply route. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Monday the Kurds control all but a few small pockets of Tal Abyad. At least 23 people have been killed and another 100 injured by two suicide bombings targeting police in Chad's capital. Officials in N'Djamena say 4 attackers were killed in the assault on Chad's police headquarters and police academy. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.